is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The wait is agonizing for many in Florida, keeping an eye on powerful Hurricane Milton, now 175 miles from Tampa. Many evacuated, some stayed behind.
This is my home. This is my everything. This is all I have right now.
FEMA Director Deanne Criswell.
This is a massive storm that is going to bring catastrophic wind, but also flooding and storm surge. And so listen to your local officials. Nobody needs to die from this storm. I want people to get out of harm's way.
The conditions are already deteriorating. Mike Brennan of the National Hurricane Center.
Heavy rainfall spreading across much of the southwest coast of Florida up into central and even northern Florida. We also have multiple tornadic thunderstorms present with tornado warnings in effect over portions of southern Florida right now that have had confirmed tornadoes on the ground. So we're starting to see those impacts take shape.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state should prepare for the worst.
While there is the hope that it will weaken more before landfall, there is high confidence that this hurricane is going to pack a major, major punch and do an awful lot of damage.
And for some still recovering from Hurricane Helene,
thinking that this storm could be the one that actually takes it all away, it's pretty scary.
President Biden spoke by phone today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden had said earlier that he expected to hear from Netanyahu when the Israelis decided on their response to the most recent Iranian missile attack. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The call, which lasted about 50 minutes, comes as Israel considers a major attack against Iran that could significantly escalate its regional war. It was the first time Biden and Netanyahu have spoken since August 21st.
Striking Boeing workers have rejected the company's latest contract offer. CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes has that.
Boeing has withdrawn a contract offer for 30% raises over 4 years, saying it had boosted the offer for union workers for take-home pay and retirement benefits. But the union says it surveyed its members after receiving the most recent offer, and it was overwhelmingly rejected.
Boeing says the union made demands far in excess of what the company could do and remain competitive. The Justice Department may ask a judge to force Alphabet's Google to divest parts of its business, including the Chrome browser. They say it's among the items Google uses to maintain an illegal monopoly in online search. On Wall Street, despite the chaos in some of the Asian markets this morning, the Dow has been holding its own all morning long. It's currently up 330 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Local power crews are staging near the state line to assist with recovery efforts as Hurricane Milton approaches Florida. We Energies is sending over 24 workers to help restore power. Schutz Container Systems is expanding its operations in Kenosha by adding 2 new plants. They're already building a massive one across from Indian Trail on 60th Street. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company could build up to 3 more plants in the area. A Walworth County deputy shot a man in East Troy after he allegedly approached the officer with a knife. It happened during a domestic violence incident Monday. The suspect remains hospitalized in critical condition. Spanky's Bar and Grill in Kenosha is up for sale. The bar with the self-deprecating sign highlighting its warm beer and lousy food is listed for just under $500,000. And Racine will host a free antique appraisal session next week. The event at the library on the 18th will feature expert appraiser Mark Moran, known for his appearances on Antiques Roadshow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the MLB Network President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change other than, I think, a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, we'll stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
It's WRJN, about 10 after 1. Let's keep the energy going with the Jefferson Airplane.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you? We'll be right back.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
James, dragging the line on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and agricultural news. Farming's still a big thing in Racine County, and we have farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, in her Midwest Farm Report, weekday mornings from 5 to 6 a.m., and then reports throughout the day, too. Keep up to date on all things ag, part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant. Highway 11, it's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. About an hour ago, I played the Mitch Ryder version of Good Golly, Miss Molly. Thought I better hear Little Richard just to balance things out, too. Little Richard on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Booker T and the MGs. There's a certain age group that didn't know Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons did that song. Working My Way Back to You was not just a Spinners hit. There's the original from the Four Seasons here on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Right around 1:30 now, I'm Chris Morrow getting an update on news. Let's head down to the Radio Park newsroom for this.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A little more than half of Wisconsin students who took the state's main standardized test last spring met or exceeded grade-level expectations in English, language, arts, and math. But it's hard to compare the results of last year's forward exam because the Department of Public Instruction changed the scoring system. Lead pipes cause all kinds of health problems for Americans. In Wisconsin yesterday, President Biden announced a new rule to require local water systems to get rid of their lead pipes in 10 years.
Saving hundreds of thousands of mothers and infants from low birth weights and children with lasting brain damage. Protecting more than 1,000 adults from premature death from heart disease every single year because of lead.
The president was in Milwaukee yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Facing a $13 million budget shortfall, the interim Racine County executive has proposed implementing a sales tax. The text of Thomas Roanhouse's 2025 budget plan has been released. In it, the tax proposed is a 0.5% sales tax, projected to bring in $15 million next year and $20 million annually after. A portion would be dedicated to property tax relief. Roanhouse says that without the new revenue source, the county may be forced to eliminate 156 positions, potentially compromising public safety and other essential services. The fight against lead contamination took center stage in Wisconsin yesterday. President Biden was in Milwaukee talking about new efforts to replace lead water pipes. On the same day, it was announced Milwaukee and Kenosha would get about $13 million in federal funding to address lead paint hazards in homes. The coordinated efforts reflect a broader strategy to eliminate lead exposure risks for children. A Kenosha staple famous for its tongue-in-cheek sign promising warm beer and lousy food has hit the market. Spanky's Bar and Grill, the business and property, is being sold for just under $500,000. The sale listing says it's an opportunity for a new owner to continue the legacy of the establishment. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, will stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
You call my name.
time, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
something about Stevie Wonder's voice on a sunny, cool fall day like this that sounds so good. If You Really Love Me from Stevie on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. We're playing your song, Buckingham's.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pretty melody, it's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey,
ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all got around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Timeless hits on WRJN, home of the big deal of the day. Log on to WRJN.com and see where you can save 50% today. It's the big deal of the day from WRJN. Diana Ross.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love, I need you, oh, oh, I need you. But all you do is treat me bad, break my heart and leave me sad. What did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby.
Elton John, WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits. Cindy Huber's off today, Chris Morrow filling in. Well, when Sunday rolls around, we've got something special for you Sunday morning from 7 till noon, or at least until the Packer pregame. It's the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s during the week, but we go back even further to the 30s, 40s, and 50s as Lou Regani brings you Music of the Stars Sunday morning. Usually between 7 and noon. Before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole. Before Elvis, there was Benny Goodman. Before Buddy Holly, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course Sinatra. Sundays from 7 to noon, Lou Regani curates an amazing blend of those songs and weaves in some fun, some quirky, entertaining themes all about it, too. Music of the Stars, a Sunday morning must hear on WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Bringing the House of Pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
I can't get it.
we'll get an update on the hurricane approaching Florida this afternoon from CBS News coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Kurt Bowman is next at 2:05. Have a great day. I'll fill in for Cindy again tomorrow morning at 9. See you then on WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw. In my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You think love